Thank you, Sarah. We will now start with the news, and here is Alison to introduce the first group of stories.
We'll start the news this week with three articles that led to reader response. A visually impaired Norwich resident won a High Court battle to get better provision for blind voters, but she's still facing a fresh fight. The Northern Distributary Road, or NDR, was in the news again as a Norfolk councillor slammed the involvement of people he called B-list celebrities in opposition to the road. NHS doctors are no longer going to provide some basic services such as earwax removal. This, as we will hear, has aroused vocal anger. Fuel prices are hitting new highs, with a diesel price of almost £2 a litre being recorded in Long Stratton. But here's Mike to start with news of a continuing fight to get better voting provision for the blind.
A visually impaired woman who won a High Court battle to get better provision for blind voters at polling stations is facing a fresh fight because the government has yet to put in improvements. Rachel Andrews from Thorpe St Andrew was successful in her judicial review in May 2019 when a judge ruled voting arrangements for blind and partially sighted voters were unlawful and a parody of the electoral process. The judgment should have seen changes to allow blind and partially sighted people to vote independently in the December 2019 general election. But the changes were not brought in, and Mrs Andrews instructed solicitors Lee Day to launch a second judicial review. She claimed the unaltered arrangements were unlawful and a breach of her human rights because she could not vote independently and in secret. But Mr Justice Swift, the same judge who handed down the judgment in her initial case, dismissed that claim. At the 2019 general election, she and other blind and visually impaired voters used a tactile voting device, a TVD, to register their votes. That is a sheet of transparent plastic which fits on top of the ballot paper and has a number of flaps corresponding to various places on the ballot paper where voters are able to mark next to candidates' names. But she still needed help from staff at the polling station to read the names of the candidates and their order on the ballot paper. She said, "I see no reason why the changes could not have been introduced by the time of the December 2019 general election." After Mr Justice Swift had ruled so categorically that the TVD measures were unlawful. "I'm disappointed the judge did not agree that the failure to put the changes in place was also unlawful, but I'm hopeful the appeal judges will see things differently."
Not building the controversial £198 million Norwich Western Link would be more environmentally damaging than constructing it, a county councillor has claimed. And County Councillor Greg Peck challenged B-list celebrities opposing the road to face people in villages such as Ringland and Western Longville who do want the road to ease rat running. Mr Peck's comments came at a meeting of the Conservative-controlled Cabinet at Norfolk County Council, where the need for a realignment of the road to avoid a Barbastelle bat colony was discussed. The cost of that change to the north of the route near where a viaduct would cross the River Wensum and the specifics of what it would entail have yet to be revealed. Officers are working on the revision and details will be presented to the Cabinet in June. Ahead of the meeting, protesters, including from the Norwich branch of Extinction Rebellion, demonstrated outside County Hall. They held up commuter traffic on the roundabout outside County Hall as part of their protest. But in the chamber, Mr Peck, whose Reefham division the 3.8-mile road would be built in, attacked the critics. He said, "I get very annoyed when I hear opposition to the road from people who do not live in the county or live in the centre of Norwich and built-up areas who have no idea what my constituents are suffering. If you go through Ringland Hills in rush hour, it's horrendous. It gets gridlocked and traffic is backed up. Not to build the road is more damaging to the environment than it is to build it." Stephen Fry and Chris Packham were among the signatories to an open letter organised by the Stop the Wensum Link group calling for a rethink on the proposed route. And Mr Peck said, If these protesters and people running petitions who do not live in the county or are some sort of B-list celebrities think that my residents can wait 20 more years for this link, then I'd invite them to meet my residents and tell them face to face. They would get short shrift. David Pett from the Stop the Wensum Link campaign said, "Given the programme for the scheme is so badly off track, you must seriously ask the question, how can this road continue to be financially viable?" He described the road as a money pit, which will increase carbon emissions, and said, "Time to pull the plug."
People needing their earwax removed will soon no longer be able to do so at their GP surgery. Following a review of services offered through GPs, the treatment is one of three things currently available that will cease at the end of the month. The services offered to patients dealing with issues such as hearing loss, vertigo and tinnitus, but is due to be stopped in efforts to streamline services. As part of the same review, GP surgeries will also stop offering blood tests to identify deep vein thrombosis, called D-dimers, which are available through the region's three main hospitals. It will also see an end to the 24-hour electrocardiogram tests, which are currently only provided in North Norfolk. These will also continue to be available through the three hospitals. A spokesman for the Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group said, "The review has helped to streamline services to make them operate more effectively, as well as ensuring services are equitably available to people regardless of where they live in Norfolk and Waveney. The changes come into effect from April 2022.
Diesel is nudging £2 a litre at One Norfolk Garage as forecourt prices rise to unprecedented levels. Drivers were paying 199.9 pence per litre at Stratton Motor Company in Long Stratton, while petrol was 178 pence per litre from its pumps, as the war in Ukraine sent prices surging. The firm said it was forced to put up its prices after taking a new delivery of diesel, which cost it 30 pence per litre more than the previous week. There are now fears that other garages will have to follow suit as they stock up, and that the prices could rise still higher. The soaring costs have prompted calls for the government to take action to ease the pressure on motorists by cutting VAT on fuel. Prices for petrol and diesel have surged since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last month. Russia is one of the largest oil exporters globally, but the UK and other Western nations have imposed swingeing economic and trading sanctions on the country, forcing the wholesale price for crude oil used in manufacturing petrol and diesel to soar. Figures from data firm Experian Catalyst show the average cost of a litre of diesel on UK forecourts reached 165.2 pence on Tuesday, up nearly threepence on Monday's 162.3. The RAC said the jump was the largest on record dating back to the year 2000. Petrol prices also soared, with the price of a litre increasing from 156.4 pence to 158.2 pence in just one day. On forecourts that were visited across Norfolk and Waveney, prices ranged from 151.9 to 169.9 pence per litre for petrol and 156.9 to 199.9 per litre for diesel. Further rises are in the pipeline as Britain joins the ban on Russian oil imports in protest over the war in Ukraine. The price per barrel of Brent crude, the most commonly used way of measuring the UK's oil price, reached $139 US on Monday the 28th of February, which was its highest level in 14 years,